Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Polo.
What's up, my nigga?
I ain't ready for this.
Let's go.
Get you something,
daddy. Hey girl, tell you the business. So what's the business? Don't be shy, I'm just talking to you, girl. Hey ma, yo, where your man at? I know you got that, cause you too fine to be single. Not your girl. He at home, but he done fucked up. I shoot this girl up and what I'm about to do, he'll feel I did him wrong. Cause I'm about to have a menage with his lady and some freaks at the bar who like fucking with a star. I told her
you.
I'll come to you or you can come to me. No, I don't mind an hour drive, midnight, yeah. I can come whatever time, whatever time. About you all the time, yeah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Rafaela Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Oh, Diva, I'm doing. How are you?
I'm doing, girl.
I know that's right. I understand.
Yeah. You know what? It's been a long time since we had open mic tonight, yeah. But that's what we're going to do tonight. Hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? And you have just entered into the erotic love zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that one and join us. We won't bite you. I promise. Not unless you want us to. Before I go any further with the show, I have to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. And you can acquire those beautiful, beautiful precious gems and metals and even wood at Raw Links Be Raw. Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, trust me, you can holler at anybody in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces, craftsmanship. So yeah. Tonight, we got, as I was saying earlier, we have open mic tonight. Ain't no telling what we're going to get tonight. Man, we usually, Diva, we usually come up with a topic, so, you know, we already got in our head what to expect, but ain't no time. What we going to get tonight, boy? Oh, man. But that's okay. It's okay, because I want to hear it. I want to be stimulated and touched. Let me calm down. Diva.
Yes.
What did you bring tonight? I want to hear,
well, you know,
and I'm pretty sure everybody else wants to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Well, this is coming from Poetic's show about that kiss.
Ooh.
So this piece is called Is It Really In His Kiss?
Ooh. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Is it really in his kiss? I say yes, because it's his lips I miss. It's the way he treats me, and I love him undoubtedly. But that kiss, it's so important because I could get lost in it. So good I get aroused by it. So damn good I come from it, depending where the kiss lands. A good kisser knows exactly what to do. His lips can kiss, lick, and suck, too. A kiss is really important. I like all forms of it. A kiss, so personal and intimate. Frankly, it's so important, I can't get enough of it. Like I can do it for hours. A kiss has meaning with the right one. Can be one of caring, love, and just having fun. That one kiss can determine sex from making love. Because if you're led by the physical and the kiss isn't good, it's sex. But if you have chemistry, you're going to make love because of the need to kiss. So think about the next person you're with. And if it's a good kiss, guaranteed you'll want it again and again. Because it's the one you'll miss. And that's that piece.
You know what? I'm just going to agree. I'm going to agree. And I don't want to sound, you know, weird or funny, but I actually had I had picked my piece because I didn't know what I was going to do. I had picked my piece called The Taste of That Kiss. So y'all going to get double kiss tonight.
Go ahead now.
How about that?
All right, Diva.
I love that piece, Diva. I really did.
Why, thank you. Well, now you're in the spotlight, my Diva. The mic is yours.
Thank you. As he slowly placed soft kisses between my thighs, he asked me, I locked my arms around your legs, drank your nectar, and my tongue wouldn't stop as you flowed like a river. What more could you do but shake, moan, pant, and call my name? Licking and sucking my clit. Oh, my God. I've never been wetter. He's enjoying me so much, I wanted to taste too. I said, Daddy, can I taste me too? Without stopping, he swallowed and said, Fuck, I was coming and he just wouldn't stop. Even after I gushed and squirted, he would not release my leg. I moaned ecstasy into the air. He kissed her and said, beg me. I kissed her again. Beg me for a taste. I moaned, yes, Daddy. May I please. Have a taste, too. He stopped, looked up at me, and released his grip on my legs. He entered me as he slid up to give me taste that I crave, and I cried out his name. As he fucked me, he stared in my eyes and said, look at me. Oh, God, I'm coming again. This time, squirting all on his dick and balls and thighs, feeling that warm gush, that warm rush of silky juice made him moan and pull my leg up to deepen his stroke. The pleasure from his thrust had me ready to ride, but he loves control, so he kept me pinned. With firm grips of handfuls of my hair, kissing me passionately, sucking harder, faster, squeezing tighter, that moan, that taste, kiss, and that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. Okay, listen. I'm in a drought right now. So listen, I'm just envisioning, and I'm like squirming. I'm like, woo. So I'm like, I saw everything. And, you know, it felt like in my imagery, I felt like a voyeur. Because I was like, girl, what? You know.
Good. That's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. I like to take people there. But, you know, you know how I am. So I got to just.
Yes, I do.
Fantasize as well. You know, I don't be out there. So I deal with what I write, and I just fantasy in my head until
long.
I guess I decide to go run the streets one day. I don't know. But,
I know that's right.
You know, Lord, this line up.
Lord have mercy. That was hot. I know.
Do you see the slide up? Oh, God. I think we're getting, I don't know. What do you think we're getting in that? You think we're getting a king or a lord? What do you think?
Mm. You know what?
I'm going to go
lord. I want to.
I'm going to guess lord, too, but we're going to see. Let me open up this first microphone, too. I'm going to take a guess. Is this... Lord Atterbury, or is this King Atterbury?
This is whoever you want it to be.
Oh,
damn.
I can't feel my face right now. It ain't even the weekend.
I know, right?
No, you know what it is. It's hope day. It's hope day. That's why. That's what it is. I'll just stick with what me and my diva agreed on, and we'll call you Lord tonight. My Lord, how you doing? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
I'm feeling good tonight. I mean, definitely.
That's good.
Full moon energy, you know what I'm saying? It's very exuberant. So I adapt to that energy when it comes around, or not, whether it's the full moon or new moon, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the room.
Absolutely. Now, I looked out, I opened my eyes for a second. When, you know, you turn over and you sleep, you shift your position a little bit, and the moonlight, for some reason, that full moon, I get a great view of it, and it, like, shines right through my window. And I just laid my head back down and in it, and it just, it stayed on me, I guess, until as long as it did. And I went to sleep in it, and I slept pretty good. So, yeah, that full moon energy ain't no joke. It can do some things to you, make you feel a certain kind of way, but I'm good. So, you know, but it is very real.
Oh, yeah, so, definitely on that.
Lord Atterbury, or should I say, my Lord, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something. And this is open mic, so make us tingle.
All right. This piece is titled Open Cloud Right Now.
The mic is yours.
She said he doesn't do the things that he used to, which led her to asking me if I would like to. Told me about a scene that was in a movie she saw. My answer given to her is that I like to explore. Give me you, and I will give you parts of me. Let's get down. I will put away my crown for a while, but right now, what we're about to get into is that Northern Light spectacular. A bunch of oohs and ahs of a magnitude captured. Feel the tunes in the room under a window-like setting. Affection got me sweating off a newfound connection. She whispered in my ear, felt like she'd been here before. Kept quiet, kissing her body flesh while providing more. It's that old-school, know-how-I-do JW screw. Granddaddy Babaloo when I released the Scooby-Doo. Action and passion while she giggling and I'm laughing. We both feeling so good that we embrace laying and napping. Lord.
Lord.
Okay. Like you've been here before. That's in a little tangle.
He's absent, but I'm here. I'm in the building.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that I said earlier? Oh, you helpful, naughty. Yeah.
I'll give the assist right off the wrist.
All right, now.
That was delicious, though. Bringing it. I will not be an accomplice. I'm going to act like I ain't heard certain parts.
That's what I said. I'll put away the crown. It ain't king, it's Lord. Put away the crown for a while.
That was delicious. Absolutely.
Yeah.
My Lord, before we let you skate over there to the Love Lounge, can you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe and outside, busy man.
Oh man, I gotta break it down a different wave right now.
Okay.
You got Mondays 7:30, you have Poetry Corner East Side Connection with my Epiphany brother, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then we slide into another slot on the Epiphany Universe at 9 o'clock with Queen Simmons, King and Queen's Quarters. I mean, Tuesdays, Poetry Corner, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then we go into Thursday, every other Thursday, rather, King's Dream. Then we have West Side Connection, Poetry Corner, with my co-hosts from the Los Angeles division, Ebony and Drea. So I'm rocking some slots out here. I'm trying to be like the station manager one night. You know what I mean?
Man, you got a lot going on, but ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hey, it's all right. I can handle anything. I'm multi-sport. That's why they call me the octoline. You know what I'm saying? My fingers turn into tentacles.
I hear that. Oh man, all right, well, thank you, my lord, for calling in. Kalinda's over there. Don't go over there starting nothing,
because
he is on his way. I promise.
Who?
you don't.
Who?
No, you didn't. I ain't saying nothing.
is he dressed to impress? No, I'm just kidding around. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother and whatnot. I don't step on toes and whatnot. You know what I mean? I love my brother and whatnot. So, you know, I'm going back there just to have a drink and chill. You know what I mean?
Thank you for calling. Yeah, showing love.
Nah, you welcome.
One love, one mic. Start in trouble. Uh-oh. See who's next, right? Lord. Let me take a sip of water. Let me take a sip of water real quick. Okay. We gonna open up this next microphone to Poetic. Hey, Poetic. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing today?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Danielle.
Lord.
Hey, Vane. How you doing, Poetic?
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We hanging in there. Yeah, we doing.
That's good. Now, excuse me for 1 second. I got to flip a switch. Hey, yo, King, you got to recognize, boy. Don't be saying no goo. Hey, when I get off this mic, I'm on my way. Don't be playing footsies with her under the table either. I'm just saying. Now, I'm back. Thank you.
I knew that was coming. Okay. y'all play nice. Play nice. Okay. So tonight is open mic, and we already know that you brought us something delicious to listen to.
I
want to tingle too. Can we tingle too?
Oh, you can tingle, baby. I bought a piece out of my brand new book that hasn't even been yet.
Ooh, all right.
Okay.
And congratulations on the job.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes. I can't wait till I get my copy. What I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called Mood Effect, Lust That I Want a Model Chick. I just want a chick who would model shit. I mean, I like looking at beautiful women too, but none more beautiful than you. Don't tell me about her curves when your anatomy erects my curve. I'm not talking about simple engineering. I'm more domineering. I like the eyes when you accent them, those lips when you pucker them. I say enough words spoken. Now I want you to hear my words spoken. She's a ravishing queen. A queen to be ravished and seen. A soft silhouette of pleasure. I mean the pleasure of my silhouette, go figure. How 1 + 1 equal eternity. No twisted mathematic equations of frailty. Just exposed vulnerability. More and more connectivity exclusively. Then the end of my day, I want to engage that intellectual. Intellectually engage in conversation. That is the perfect intro to my sapiosexual. Ooh, this mood game from a boardroom to the bedroom heats up all day. She sends me a model pic to say, baby, what's your favorite flavor? I try to ponder and savor the question proposed. Should I be exposed? Tantalizing stimuli, robust visual eye. Try to taste her mind. And the taste buds of my soul press rewind so I can enjoy every ingredient in her vocabulary. Every sensual herb fills my pituitary, melting in a heavenly oasis. I recall photosynthesis, reenact every hypothesis to uncover the metamorphosis. Just then she reminds me, baby, I'm all yours. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Poem.
Oh.
Yo, I can't wait to get my book.
Oh,
my
God.
Goodness. Yeah. That was beautiful. That was so sensual. And, oh, my God, it was. Damn.
What was it? Don't compare your curves when it's erecting my curve or something like what? I got stuck.
Don't,
I said, wait a minute.
Yeah, don't tell me about her curves when your anatomy erects my curve.
That was absolute delicious. Yes, it was.
Thank you. He's coming.
I know.
Yeah, baby. I am on my way.
Wow. Well, just one more second, Poetic. Would you mind coming back a little bit later and giving us the rundown for Epiphany?
Absolutely. And just in a moment when I do, I'm going to make sure King is on his way to the bathroom because he be getting too nice. He be getting too nice. You know?
I tried to tell him. I really did. And you know what? I know she's loyal to you. So I know it ain't nothing really to worry about. But it's just the fact, you know, him trying. You know, I tried to tell him. I really did. But I'm not going to hold you no longer. I'm going to let you get on the bed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Poetic. One love, one mic. Ooh, girl. All right. let's go to this next caller. I still haven't found my log book, so I have to call out your area code. We have area code 219. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Brother Negra. This is Brother Onoline. How you doing?
Hey, Brother. Oh, how are you? Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
We doing, honey. We doing. We're doing the best we can with what we got.
Yeah. I
am. Yeah. Yes. So this is open mic tonight, and we are really, really interested in hearing what you brought for us to listen to tonight. Because I know you brought something. You couldn't have called in if you didn't.
This is a poem I never performed before, and it's like, this poem is called Fruit Bowl.
Well, the mic is yours.
My dear queen, you're my heart's desire and the pure apple of my eye. As I gaze in your beautiful dark brown eyes, my mind is a vision exploring your body like eating a bunch of green or red grapes. You're my jelly and I'm your peanut butter. Tonight we combine for a delicious and satisfying sandwich. You're juicy and refreshing as either orange or a tangerine. Queen, you're my daily dose of vitamin C, because being around you makes my mouth water, and you're just plain irresistible. As I touch and grasp my hands around your twin cantaloupes on your chest, I'm roaming around your ears and neck with my tongue like an antelope, sucking on your juicy nipples as a baby feeding on breast milk from his mother. Kissing your chocolate lips is the equivalent of eating a plum, giving you plenty of French kisses full of unbridled passion while holding each other and while holding you in my arms and rubbing your booty. We slowly address each other, reveal God's natural worship arts while exploring each other. Your pussy is perfectly shaped as a pear. I vision rubbing your clitoris gentle with my 10 fingers and giving it my soft kisses while my head is in between your thighs. Your pussy is my juicy peach, which is moist and tasty while stroking liquid with my tongue. As I give you these oral pleasant presentations full of pleasure, hitting your G-spot with my tongue is like eating a nectarine. You'll have multiple orgasms. You'll be moaning and screaming along with holding my head while penetrating you with my thumb and stroke pussy back and forth until your sweet and sour nectar explodes like a volcano all over my face and I swallow your essence with my tongue like a tasty blackberry. The blacker your berries are, the sweeter your juices. Your curves and hourglass frame are plump and juicy as a watermelon. Your pussy is a beautiful pink color. Your natural black beauty is delicious as a strawberry, topped with either whipped cream or chocolate syrup all over your body. My 9-inch banana stands ready to pop your cherry. I want you to suck on my dick with either your tongue or your mouth, and show me how you deep throw my banana. Suck it so good until I howl like a wolf and make me come all over your face on your mouth. Turn your back to me with your ass up as I insert my plug inside your warm and moist socking and give it to you doggy style, your favorite position at least 3 times. While we made love, I want you to call me Brother O until I release all of my pent-up sexual energy in your pussy. While we recuperate, we can either have some raspberries, pineapples, honeydew, kiwis, or mangoes, along with some wine coolers in our hotel room. Hold each other, kiss each other, and give each other massages under one steamy and hot moonlit night underneath the sunset over the horizon. That's at peace.
Well, do.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You went in, my brother. You went in.
You did. I don't know if I'm old enough to be hearing this kind of stuff.
I was really too young for this. I really was. I thought I was too young to hear this.
Yo.
Well,
Brother, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes. You know what?
That piece was
delicious. It absolutely was. Yes, it was hot.
Oh my God!
Steam, you done burned up the microphone with that piece, brother. Oh, damn! I'm at the Diva. I gotta go in the closet and grab another microphone. That was hot. Oh, damn! That was hot. Well, all righty then. Well, shit. I'm a little flabbergasted, but it's time to send you to love lounge.
Wait, stop that.
Yeah, we can probably send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Poetic is over there, and you got Lord Atterbury over there, and I want you to go on over there and grab yourself whatever it is you like to drink. We got some cigars also if you smoke or whatever, but. Whew, thank you for coming through with that. Whew. One love, one mic.
Yeah, that's my first time ever performing that piece.
Uh-huh.
Well, you did that.
Yeah.
You did that. You really, really
so
did.
So much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Can you take us to a station ID? Because my I don't know if it was Brother O setting off the electronics and making them act crazy or what, but I can't seem to get to it.
I'm 140. I think
all
I can.
Right.
Oh,
you
my
want me to play
word.
A song
mm-hmm.
before you do?
I got it. I got it.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and don't forget to press that 1. It is actually, believe, he got me all discombobulated. We got a... It's almost 10 o'clock, y'all. I'm a little off balance because I've never heard him perform a piece like that. So I'm trying to get myself together. But never mind me. Let me just open up this next microphone. And it don't get cold. It's going to make it a lot hotter in here because we got some C-34 music. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
First, let me say, brothers, you did well on this show, but I have to not be distracted. I'm focused on Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra talking about kisses and stuff, having me cussed, and I'm not a cusser. Saying, oh,
I'm
a visual person. My imagination is crazy, and I'm creative.
Yeah.
You know this.
Oh.
Why
good
you do that
thing.
To me?
That's a good thing. I want to know, could you see what I saw?
Mm-hmm. No, I pushed him aside.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right, ain't no
love with that.
Ain't no
love with
that.
Ain't
nobody
getting in my way.
Right now.
Thank goodness. How you been, C-Devil?
I've been well. I've been doing just fine. I mean, like I said, I'm creative, visual, virtual, imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
And now y'all just tried to make me horny. And I'm like,
oh, nothing.
Well, that's kind of what's attached to the erotic love zone, the eroticism in the erotic love zone. So if that happened, then we are accomplishing what we're setting out to do. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Relax. And release. Now, you know, tonight is open mic, so, and we already know how you come. We already know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to delay any further. I'm going to move out of the way and put the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
But wait, Danielle.
Yeah. Damn, that's the first time I heard you say.
Don't move out the way.
Don't move out
the
way.
Come closer.
Oh,
come closer.
Shit.
Can I hold the spotlight?
No. Yes, you can.
Oh. Okay.
Now I'm ready.
I like to be watched. Oh.
Right.
Now, this piece is called Lust Surveillance Remixed. Don't talk. Just listen. I read what you said deeply, intently, until the sweat drips. I see you like caramel and dark chocolate. It's good for your heart as it sticks to your body. View as I make this simple. I'm the church building you come to worship in. My steeple is the phallic symbol where your oral fixations bounce like shock absorbers. Riding on summer hot pavement. You displayed that you cannot wait for me. Dangerous, to the point you took my gun off safety. Now I'm shooting bullets everywhere, clean up on aisle 8, please. You have juiced me until your face looks like you got rabies. But I'm not complaining about the raging lunatic that got you doing tricks as you're screwing me. Until you bring this climatic explosive crescendo movie scene. I know that spirit is evident by the hidden words and its sentiments. If our skins intertwine in these elements, you would levitate and never leave. No, this isn't heavenly because we couldn't reach that comparison. This random thought of us as a pair in sin, how can I explain? Where do I begin? Shouldn't have let any parts of my mind and my third eye gates lead you into this temptation where I entertained you like a voyeur as I need to avoid you, like plagues in Oklahoma. Because I belong to someone else and I can't go home to you. No. No way can I delve into your devilish device called poetry that you said in your piece knowingly. My imagination is visual and runs cross-country. I'm a slave to this contextual content until I consent and surrender, baby. Come to me. Of course, this is my imagination living vicariously. I'm so hard-headed, and I want to give you so much dictation and show you my certain set of skills, but I may be mistaken, so let me shut up and erase the erotic thoughts I said under surveillance. Lust may seem luscious during this lunch break, but I know someday it will be discovered. In truth, I was wrong to utter in this discussion how much around you I'm dysfunctional as we're be friends and we can't be lovers. I'm going to play this shy next because I'm too close to essentially be your comforter. This is the last time I'll usher these confessions because I see you got it bad and yeah, you remind me to ask for forgiveness for my transgressions. Damn, I'm hungry and I want seconds. That's that piece.
Oh, Lord.
Shit, I almost dropped my damn phone.
I had to be on mute because I was gasping and like, whoa. Yeah. When?
I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say that was delicious. And I'm going to say that was delectable. And, yeah.
That was absolutely delicious.
Yes.
Well, I didn't move. I didn't make a sound. Did I do good, Daddy?
Oh.
I'm just glad I saturated you.
Oh. Lord have mercy. Have mercy.
I seriously totally forgot what I was going to say. But that was absolutely delicious and very, very much so appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, truly appreciated. I want to say thank you very much. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic over there and Brother O and tonight he is Lord Atterbury.
Well, I'll say hello to them, but I already know that you didn't really want me to leave.
Actually, no, I don't. But, you know, everything eventually comes to an end.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, C-Devil. One love.
Yeah, thank you so much.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic to the both of you.
Lord have mercy, Diva. Yeah, who is right. I'm getting ready to go grab Poetic real quick. Matter of fact, how about I just let me play a tune real quick, a song. And
all right.
Ooh, child, hold on. I got to find one. Y'all got to be patient with me because I told you.
Yeah, we're a little discombobulated.
I am. I'm a little off balance tonight. So y'all, please just be patient with me.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna do this real quick.
Wouldn't you know? Those brown eyes, seaside, I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows but you. I wanna go. Go wherever your thoughts lead you, treasures you hold. Why don't you show the truth? 'Cause what I've seen so far is heaven sent. Eloquent and decadent, every drop you stem my way, I'm held on, babe. I've lived this whole damn life all over again.
Let me check, see. Okay, yeah, I'm unmuted. All right, Diva, I'm going to bring Poetic back in here so he can give us a rundown. Excuse me, Poetic. Excuse me.
Oh, hey. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening. Yeah. I believe you said that already. Can we borrow you for a second or two, please?
I mean, say, baby, can I be your slave? I gotta admit, girl, a shit girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Who am I? I'm sorry, I forgot where I was.
You're gonna have to stop that. That's one of my favorite poems. You can't be doing that. One of my favorite. I'm about to tell you. Woo! I love a blues for Nina. That's my thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm in the really. Mood. You gotta forgive me. I'm in the mood.
I can hear it, Lord. What was I saying? Oh, can you please give us the rundown for Epiphany for the week for Epiphany, please?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with your hosts, Anonymity, and guest host, LaPearl La Negra. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with LaPearl La Negra. And then Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters. Ooh, man. Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday, we're going to return to this place we call the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Poetic.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Poetic. I'm going to send you back over there to the Love Lounge with my lovely mixologist, because she, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Grace is a lot. Oh, my God. Well, Diva, looks like we got another caller in here. Woo. And this is another powerhouse. We're getting ready to open up the mic for. We got ourselves Queen Simmons. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. I'm enjoying the show. Oh my gosh. I love the Erotic Love Zone. I'm not even gonna tell you the condition I'm in right now, but
we love you.
I love it. How y'all doing?
I'm trying.
I'm trying to do it. Yeah, no feeling. But I put a short piece. I was writing it as I was listening to the show, and I noticed it was going like, it's not too bad.
It ain't bad at all, really, girl. Sad. Please don't do that. Don't do that. You know I'm gonna put you on Front Street. Don't even try. We already know how you be coming through the mic, so don't even try it. But what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna move out the way. I'm gonna stand back and I'm gonna put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm calling this one In the Morning. But like I said, I just wrote it. Can I make you breakfast in bed? dressed in nothing but your t-shirt. Can my hips be your Miss Butterworth? Sticky and sweet, stirring desire like saucepans filled with goodness, like country gravy, like thick like good grits, wiggling just a little bit. I let you taste it. I blew the spoon, baby. Don't you waste it. Hope you like it. I made you breakfast. Fresh whipped cream with nice stiff peaks and the juiciest berries you ever did see. Fill your mouth with everything. Be as greedy as you want to be. Taste me. Devour me. Show me just how hungry I make you. Slurping is encouraged as you nourish yourself on your morning feast. I made you breakfast. Are you hungry? And that's that piece.
God damn, you gonna stop playing with me.
Wait a minute.
You just wrote that during the show.
You know, I'm never gonna look a stare up the same ever again.
Girl, yo, let me tell you something.
No.
That's that shit.
No.
Talk your shit. That's some real, you know what? I don't know what man wouldn't want to hear those words. That's some real shit, okay? From the first line to the last, that was dope as fuck. I'm trying to tell you. Hell yeah, that was erotic. It was sensual. It was oh my God. It's sweet and thick.
And
it's attentive. It's showing in the attentiveness that a woman shows a man. Shows to her man. That's how we supposed to be. We supposed to soften for them men in our lives. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can't wait to hear the play that. I like that joint. I might need a ghostwriter. Man,
thank you so much, ladies.
I love that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Before we
let you know, it's so beautiful
off
to have the female influences up here.
Yeah.
Yes. We're taking over. I said, let me get in here. I think I'm going to add this, but I said, let me get in here.
Let me tell you something. The energy that these men are giving off, I don't even think that they are aware of the type of energy that they exude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about that kind that you can't, it's not that, what the hell am I trying to say? It's a vibration that they're on.
Yeah.
They're vibrating high. And I'm super, super sensitive. So I pick up on that. And sometimes I don't appreciate being affected this way. Because I can't go out and do nothing about it. You know, I made a choice.
It's all right.
I'm just asking you, gentlemen, can y'all turn your energy down just a little bit because it's affecting us just over here. You know?
It is radiating over the airwaves. Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Long distance.
Oh, mm-hmm. And then you come up in here speaking that truth. You know, I love pieces like that when a woman talks to her man a certain kind of way to let him know, you know what, we a team, but you are still my king. And I want to give you every bit of love that you deserve. So let me do it for you like this. I love that. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, I love that. I'm full of it. All right, let me get back to
you. I was just thinking, like, it's something about feeding your man when he's hungry in both ways, and trying to combine the two ideas, like nourishing him on both things. Like, it's nothing like a good Sunday breakfast to him, you know, when he's just laying and you just see when he's finished and he just, I don't know, something about feeding a man, it just makes me, you know, feeding my man, I should say, man that I care about, and seeing him enjoy the food that I've prepared and enjoy me in the same way, you know what I'm saying? Goes both ways.
Absolutely, especially when you know you can burn. I'm like, I'm smiling while I'm at school, right? I'm like,
And then right. you already know how he likes it prepared, right. how he likes it made. Oh. Girl, I'll be having a and I just can't yes. wait to turn around and hand him his plate. I'm trying to, child.
Right, yeah, and don't mess around and have on just his T-shirt and you stir in the pot and that little wiggle just get him going all over again. And just, you know,
come on now.
I'm delicate and feminine and stuff.
Yes, and I stomp just a little bit hard so I can jiggle in the back as I'm walking around yes. the kitchen. Yeah.
But, you know, when you stir in those pots and that wiggle just automatically just, you know, a little, yes. little hip thing. They notice that. They
oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
No, no, I'm mad at you, girl. Oh, I am not mad at you. That's what I'm talking about. We need to be having, we need to have a show on this to school some of these women.
Oh, yes. That sounds like a plan. We got to get that brewing.
Absolutely. The sexy divas of Tiffany. You know, we know.
All right. I love
absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I ain't going to hold you no longer. I want you, before you get up out of here, you know, because you might have to go over there and grab your partner in crime. You went over there starting
okay.
trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's a full moon.
Okay,
he's off the leash. I can't. I don't know what to do. You know, his chest hair's out. It's nothing that can be done until the moon gets back to where it needs to be. He just, you know, you got to let him be him. You got to let them.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. But can you please tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe? And you got something going on outside. Y'all, so you know, we so busy hosts up in here in Epiphany. You know?
Yes. Well, you guys are busier than I am. You guys are the hardest working people in show business, and I look up to you a great deal. But I am here on Monday night. I'm not sure if it's alternating Mondays. I'm still waiting to get figure out what's going on this Monday coming up. But Mondays at 9 p.m., King and Queen's Quarters. Just look out for the information on the Epiphany Radio channel. Also, I think I'll be joining King on the Poetry Corner. And that's about it for me. Back to you.
All right, man. I got to commend you on the beautiful pieces that you brought last night. I really, really enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. Every one of the poets on there on Poetry Corner.
Yes.
Was spectacular. Yes.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I had a great time. And it was good having you back on, too. You know, you know how you do. You rounded it out because I know some of those pieces went into a dark place, but you know, you embody love and light and you bring it out even in the darkest places. And I love that about you. I love that you were there for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, right back at you, love. All right. Please go on over there and grab your partner because I don't want, you know, no mishaps tonight. You know, but even in the full moon, you know, you got Poetic over there. I think he's in a mood, too.
So much testosterone back there. I don't know.
Girl, please don't go to level it off just a little bit.
Just fan myself around the room, get a little feminine energy in there, break it
there
up.
You go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you
all right, I got you. Wait.
All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. She's amazing. Yeah. She really, really is.
Really,
I believe that was the last caller for the night.
Yeah.
Do you have any closing words? Because I'm about to close the show out.
Yeah, you know what? We do have another caller, Diva.
Oh, I see. All right, I see how y'all doing tonight. Well, let's open up this next microphone to area code 862. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome.
Why are you trying to get off the phone so fast? What's that about? How you going to let that
My
other
name
woman
is
get on there and say, well, you're going to let that other lady get in there and say all that stuff and then just be like, Well, thank you for coming out. Good night. Well, who does that kind of
it wasn't
shit?
Hey.
Oh, sorry. What the please, hell, man?
Please accept my most humble and deepest apology. Please. I did not see it. Please.
Well, hello,
like,
everybody.
They like, good night. I'm like, damn, y'all could be hot and bothered, but can a brother get some time? I just want to come behind. I mean, I just want to go after her. What the fuck?
Come behind. Those words are appropriate for this show, so it's all good. How you doing tonight, J-Rob?
I'm trying not to be so stiff that I can cut diamonds into beautiful engagement rings. You're talking dirty tonight. What the fuck?
Oh, okay. Please. Please do. Oh, Lord, y'all. I'm telling you something. Well, I'll tell you what. Because you got me licking my lips. Damn. I'm going to just slide over to the side a little bit, okay? Because I don't want to be too far away. And I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready.
Is Kalinda holding the spotlight? Because it ain't working if Kalinda ain't holding the spotlight.
Here we go. She is here. Y'all... All right, poetic,
here we
please,
go.
Just breathe easy, baby, because I know this is
the
second one to come for her tonight. Oh, my God. She's here. She's working.
Listen.
She's working.
He's sitting here looking at the last poet. He ain't paying me no mind. Kalinda, bring your happy ass over here, girl. With your
he
red
might be looking, but trust me, he is
stuff.
Over there guarding the my employees.
He's looking at the last poet that finished writing, who was talking all that mess. He's paying the brother no mind. Look, let me do this.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Is that right? Okay, cool. Hey. Oh, God. I sit here and look at you, and I just want to undress you and think of all the naughty, nasty things you'd like me to do to you. While you squirm and touch yourself in vital places, you know the things that I like, the intimate disclosures, the places and spaces. You know what I like to do and the things that I like to do to you. Please, don't point. Just let me get on my stomach, my knees. Let me spread you wide, maybe to 25 different degrees. Let me slowly kiss your thighs. Let me bite your knees, lick behind the back of them. Let me slide all the way to your ankles and suck on your Achilles. I want you to understand that these is exactly where I'm coming from. I will do anything to know. That's why I intend to suck on your toes. I intend to touch you while I have every one of them in my mouth. I want to French kiss what makes you walk on air. I want to ghostwrite nasty, naughty, masturbatory love sonnets to your intimate disclosures. I want you to please watch me play in my way. And let me tongue tease you until you damn near bite your lips. When you bite your lips with, I want to come in your fucking mouth kind of moans that make you clench sheets where you can be that discreet, where both touch and clit meet while I blow on your labia with liberal licks of lust until you bust from holding all of that back. Letting me take all of it in and take it out all over my chin. Let me say all the things you want to say. Please play in my ways. Cuss me out. Tell me all the time that you fucking hate me while I make this thing come to me in ecstasy in multiple fashions. Play in my ways.
Watch me do the things to you that I love to do, sucking on your toes again, licking you back down again till full multiple passions of fashion until your private parts begin to ask me, what can I do? And can I stand the rain? This type of feeling will make any multiple orgasmic person go somewhere close to the tips and the edge of insane. I just want to whisper what I ghostwrite to you, to the deepest parts of you. Play in my waves while I do this shit to you, for the grooving, the wildest and wettest things I ever had about you. I want to ever so kindly be wrapped around my tongue, just so that sometime after the multiples subside, I want you to please let me slide slowly into your indiscretions, your sexual fantasies that start with your big accessories, so that I can touch the deepest part of your necessities as I begin to slide out. Let me taste the beginning of my work, know my worth, play in my waves. Throw your pelvis in the direction of the waves that are coming over and over again until that final heave where you say, I will come and I will scream. When you start to let it go, do not play around. Play in my waves with both hands. Throw your red heels to the ceiling. Let it go as loud as you want. Who gives a fuck about a neighbor or any police ordinance? Let it be what it is. Play in my waves until you can't stop coming. Oh, God, I got to wake up. What am I doing?
Oh, Lord.
That is so not fair.
He don't play fair. He doesn't play
fair. Damn.
Yeah. I don't even think I can sleep tonight after this, and I know I have to.
How you come in here and do it like that?
I. Oh. Thank God I was on mute. Thank God I was on mute.
You.
Because OMG.
All I could do was go.
Yep. I know. I think I'm only going off through the bag on.
Oh my God.
I can't. I just cannot.
Brother. Yo, Sarah.
You know, I took my socks off and everything else too, dadgummit.
I know that.
And
you
feel a certain type of way. I'm feeling a certain type of way. Don't like it
you.
No more.
Don't even like that. Doing
us
like
him,
that.
I ain't
do nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, that was a big nothing. I'm trying to tell you. Mm.
That was a big, a huge nothing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to tell y'all a secret. I made this stuff up off the top of my head.
Guess what? Mm. You talk that kind of shit right off the dome, yo. You trying to create darkness? Child.
I want to write baby making poetry like Van does.
That that right there definitely would have got some.
And Mojave.
I'm gonna go buy a pregnancy test tomorrow. Cause I couldn't do nothing but I ain't gonna tell you what I did, but Lord,
no, we ain't got to tell.
That was absolutely delicious. That was so fucking hot. The eroticism and the passion in your voice. Damn. Y'all just killing us tonight. Are killing us tonight. Oh.
As usual. That's a usual thing, Diva.
Wait a minute. But tonight, you know what? It is that full moon energy because the energy, the masculine energy up in here tonight is super, super high. It's affecting me. It's fucking with me tonight. Their voices. The vibration that you guys are riding on tonight is just,
I
didn't do nothing.
Okay.
This piece is called Playing My Ways.
I can't wait to listen to the playback from the. God, y'all just giving it to us tonight. I'm tickled. All right, so J-Rob, thank you for that beautiful piece. But before we let you go over there,
tried to hang up on her, brother, because other girl did something naughty. What's her name? Queen Simmons. She did something naughty, and y'all was like, Well, thank y'all for coming out tonight. I'm like, while she's on her knees, I want to give some back shots. Can a brother have some? I got tongue skills too. Can I get some work? Can my tongue get some work? I'm just wanna, don't hang up on me. Can you watch me while I do my tongue thing? I'm just saying.
Tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany.
Check this out, everybody. Tomorrow night, you have a choice. You can either bring some Purple Haze poetry in the spirit of Jimi Hendrix, or you could bring some Purple Rain poetry in the spirit of Prince. Tomorrow's a purple, hazy rain Thursday night. So you can bring Purple Haze or Purple Rain. Either way it goes, bring what you got, as long as it's delightfully and delectably and outrageously sexy, dope type of poetry in the key of purple. And if y'all like what we did with Stevie Wonder, bring this Purple Haze poetry to the front door. Purple Rain poetry to the front door.
All right, yeah.
What?
Bad Meadows. J. Rob the Wise Son, Poetic, John Robinson. Thursday night, it'll never be the same again. Watch your back. Just to get down.
I got to pay attention the next time I schedule a show around the full moon, because y'all just...
What did we do?
I made this up off the top of my head after hearing the lady in front of me. I ain't do nothing.
You was talking that good shit.
All I said was play in my ways. Play in my ways.
You know I'm a very visual person, right?
Play in my ways.
Oh, all right. I gotta shake this shit off. All right.
I know.
Dave, over there to the Love Lounge. Your brother over there. You got C Double over there. Queen Simmons is over there. Brother O is over there. You know,
Kalita.
We got Laura Atterbury over there tonight too. So you know.
Belinda.
One love, one mic.
Hey, come here. I need you to play in my ways, girl. Come talk to me.
Oh, God. Bye.
Goodbye,
bye. Lord.
Bye.
Lord. Mm-mm. Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus. Before we open up this next mic, can we get another station identification? Wait, please.
I think I can. Let's see what this is.
I need
is.
To breathe.
We Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love.
Okay. Am I unmuted? Can y'all hear me? Okay, yeah, I'm unmuted. Welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone, everybody. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. You have approximately, I believe, 28 minutes to get up in here, because at 11 o'clock, Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the ankles, trust me. And then you're going to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Open up this next microphone. Oh, God, we getting ready to get it done to us again, Diva.
This is Dr. Neil John. Our favorite Neil John.
Everybody, let's welcome Mojave. How you doing, Mojave? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, ladies. How are you? How are you this evening?
I'm hanging on by a wing and a damn prayer.
That's good. That's good.
I'm just going to
hopefully your panties will stay wet throughout the duration of this ride.
Mercy, please.
Oh, we will see what we can do. You know, because I see my cousin Jimmy. He's dripping hard. He's dripping hard. I said, Mr. You know, I don't want to do a lot of erotic poetry because, you know, but when you do it, sir, when you do it, you get it done. You make it happen. Put down the slippery wet slides. That's what happens when J Rob, the wise son, gets on here and spits. Now I already know what the green eyed bandit, aka Miss Final Choreography, aka it's not a deer, it's a saddle. I know what he does. Especially he's got that new book that just came out. He's about to make his fin wet and messy and you know. So I'm just going to try to, you know, tread. I ain't comparing myself to nobody. It's only me versus me. But, you know, I got to make sure I tread in here carefully, you know. I send out my appropriate messaging, you know, branding and things of the sort, drip, 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 and things of everything else that's going on. So, you know, make it happen like that. So my two favorite chili johns in the entire world, how has your evening been besides being wet and basically sliding off of your chairs because of the male and masculine energy that's been presenting itself in an erotic way?
What else matters about that?
You right?
Yeah, something.
Everything's absolutely delicious. I'm trying to tell you, and I know we still in trouble. Lord have mercy. Y'all just, it's the energy that you guys are exuding tonight. I'm talking about everybody. Y'all just came through with just, I don't know what it is, but I can't keep still right now because y'all got me. Lord. Well, Mojave, everybody, including myself, is very anxious to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight, because you know you brought something. You are King Kip, are you not?
I think I might have brought something. All right, so, you know, hey, VIP, I see you. Message, I'm about to, come on over here. I'm standing now, you know, I'm broadcasting, I'm doing some strange things. What's happening? But let's try this out.
The mic is yours.
Sorry, that's too loud. Is it too loud?
It's kind of low.
The bass is going to kick in a second, I'm sorry. It's going to be very disgustingly loud in a second.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
All right.
It's yours.
Okay. She said, I want to hear you snore. Hear you start up like a chainsaw, rev a motorbike, saw wood, snort and smack, blow and flow air through those slits. Let the Sandman Mac and take selfies with cheeks while kicking your ass with dreams. I want to put you to sleep. Make you curl into a ball, suck thumbs, making you look like Linus with your blanket as your pee nuts as you coat these kids' salty streams sliding down my throat. The humble brag turned boast, meant I was toast. Flute technique mixed with mouth had me lighting the screens, no star for myself. And my feet shooting out M16, and I said, I'm going to pay you back for all the times I had to masturbate to your photos and videos and imagine what it felt like to touch you, for all the imaginary mops I had in my dreams to clean up the wet mess of my being. I'm going to pay you back for all the times your fingers made me jealous for touching you and self-love and self-pleasure, and I didn't get a chance to measure the coming of your size. You played between your thighs, and I'm going to pay you back for all the times you whispered sweet nasty that was nothing nice, and I was on ice, waiting, wishing you were filleting me. You promised me that you swallow soul, make me scream and lose control, but that's okay. Because I want that shit. You turn me on. You make me want to love on you and make love to you. And I want to fall in love with your taste. I can't wait to lick you slowly, push your legs back as your sweet juices run all over my tongue. And I want to feel the softness of my lips on your neck and the warmth of my mouth on your breast, the slow swirl of my tongue on your clit, licking deeply as it swells with pleasure, wetness becoming as you pour and suck and want me to lick it more. My pant to your moan as you beg me not to stop watching you as I devour you. Open wide and I can have it all. I'm going to press the hard thickness of my head to slowly drench it in the tightness of your walls. Look into your eyes as the rhythm of me slides inside me, waiting for you to release the nectar from your end and pull it out and watch you lick this engorged dick to me, switching so I can lick your engorged clit. Let my hands caress you as you cry out in ecstasy, as I thrust inside you, stretching your walls, massiveness stroking you with the intention. Your legs will quiver and you will tell me how good it feels, baby. Let me go and taste it. I'll pull out, drop to my knees, and take you into my mouth and suck you while I play with your ass cheeks. And as you moan and grunt, begin to suck on you. I want all of your cum, baby. Your orgasm, your wetness. Watch me growl as you explode into my mouth and onto my face. Baby, you taste good. I'm going to pay you back for all the times, for every time. Your rhythm is my rhyme. Your rhythm is my rhyme. Closing time. Till sleep takes from whatever love that we just made. Love made.
shit.
Oh, my Lord, yeah. I'm just, I'm done. So,
see. I live by myself. I can't take this shit no more, y'all.
Oh, I'm so cool.
Damn.
I can't take it no more.
You could have held back
so
just
done.
A little bit. I can't.
No. He knew he was going. Dadgummit.
They all knew what they were.
I need to go to bed. I can't go to sleep. I need my sleep. It's not gonna come.
What is that? Sleep.
No, I know, right? That's not gonna come. It ain't gonna come. Lord Jesus, have mercy.
My everything is upset right now. Do you hear me? My everything. They're coming in here talking like that.
My heart beating a little bit fast right now.
I forgot this is the erotic love zone. Damn, honey.
Yes. But today. Hello, Lord. Have mercy.
That was absolutely delicious. I mean, the deep hell.
It was sexy, scorching. Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate it.
Tonight's show. Let me tell you something. I'm not just going to listen to the playback. I'm going to download this shit because this is going to come in handy on certain nights.
Yeah.
Tonight
it feel
is
good.
Super.
Let it feel good.
Yeah, baby. It is.
Somebody say anything. Somebody say it. It make you feel real good. How good?
Good. I'm trying to tell you, this ain't no, y'all ain't no joke. Y'all ain't no joke. You didn't pull no punches tonight. You did not come in here to play. Damn.
Okay.
Lord. Lord. Yep. God. All right. I'm so glad it's the new button.
He knows how we feel. He knows.
I'm going to have to play some cold water.
Okay.
I'm going to just sit my ass. I'm going to fill the sink up with cold water and just sit my ass in it because I can't. I'm just, Lord. This is ridiculous. Y'all coming in here sounding so damn good tonight. Damn. Yeah, that full moon done did it.
And I thought I was sexy and sultry. Lord have mercy.
That right there, I want to hear somebody talk some shit like that to me in my ear or my lip. Never mind. Anyway.
Never mind. Put him in the love lounge. Go take it with
us. Wait. Can't send him over there yet. You got to give us the, let us know what he has going on in the world of Epiphany, universe.
Yeah.
As you said, what is it? How? The starship, the spaceship, the mothership? What is it?
The starship.
Yeah. Let us know. Everybody know what you got going on.
Well, hold on. Let me get myself together real quick. Just fast in a hurry. Okay, let's see. I'll find something suitable. You know what? Wait a second. Oh yeah. That's all right. Mm-hmm. You know what? I did that before. All right. You know what? We're gonna use it again because I like you. All right. Next Tuesday, November 15th, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship of For Real Entertainment Network, where we boldly go where poetry has not gone before. Hidden radio show, Fly Speak Open Mic, which is dedicated to bringing you the best and unheard, unknown,
or you may not know, poets, MCs, and performers, and they will all have their voices heard here. And this month's feature is Deep Thought, the Lyricist. Deep Thought, the Lyricist is a spoken word artist, healthcare professional, lyrical connoisseur, aspiring author, two-time Florida Poetry Central Slam champion, Purple Poetry Slam finalist, Improv Poetry 24-hour prompt slam finalist, member of the Deadly Pens and the actor. He hails from Madison, Wisconsin, by way of Chicago, Illinois, has been featured on platforms virtually and live in several states across the USA. And he'll be here November 15th. On Fly Speak, open mic, here on Pippi Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go, where poems have not been before. We encourage you to take your socks off. Baby, baby, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average, you could be raw. Get your Raw Links here. Make sure that you wrap your wrists, your neck, and whatever else you got. In the most beautiful wares of stones, mourning, most intentions, and everything else like that. Anything that you need, you can get it here at Raw Links of Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off. That's my question.
Very, very nice. I happen to enjoy your commercials. I really do. I like the background music and everything. But I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. You got Queen Simmons over there. You got J-Rob, your cuz. You got Poetics over there. You got C-Double is over there. Brother O is over there. You got Lord Atterbury. Go on over there and join the crew. Thank you for coming through. Oh, I'm a poet. Don't even know it. And sit back and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
You,
one love, one mic.
One love, one life. I can't take it no more.
Well, we're going to have to take some more of it because we got
just a little bit more.
None other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO of Raw Links. Hey, for real? Welcome to the erotic love zone.
Baby, baby. Take your socks off. What's up, ladies of Epiphany? What it do?
Our libido
is up.
What it do, ladies?
Yo,
can you hear me pretty nice? Can you hear me, Miss Pearly? Can you hear me, Miss Pearly?
I can hear you.
What the hell is going on over there? Y'all in heat up, y'all need buckets of water, cold ice water.
Well, I just drank all mine. I'm good. My heart's still racing.
Y'all messing up my flow with all that heavy breathing.
The gentleman came in here and did this tonight to us. They came in here with a wrecking ball. Yeah.
With a wrecking ball.
I've heard
some of it. I don't know if I've heard any of the guys. You know, they downstairs. My son is driving my mother to a nursing home. They got the music playing real loud, and I was down there for a minute. You know, took a couple shots. But I think they had me down there to protect them from my mother. They're just using me. So they're blasting music. My mother's halfway on the way to see now. I'm having a wonderful night listening to y'all. I heard Trina.
Okay.
Yes.
I heard Trina does something to my left ear follicles.
Oh my.
Left.
Yeah, she does. She opens up the pores to my heart. Bring her on. Where she at? Where the hell she at? Bring her in.
There she go. Queen.
Hi,
Simmons.
Trina. Hi, Trina. Queen,
you there?
Where are you, Trina? Queen Trina. She might be on the toilet or something. I don't know.
She might be.
Maybe you shouldn't disturb her. She might be in the toilet.
All right, I'm gonna put her back.
You know what I'm talking about.
Child, I don't know. helping no more after the night. Y'all just came in here with just tearing up. They done burned up all the microphones. I had to go in the supply closet and get and replace the mics for real. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because the van paying for all that shit.
Van burned it up too. He came in here to
That's
get
why he paying for all that shit.
Uh-oh.
Hey, y'all better get his new book too. Y'all better get his new book.
I'm going to send him that
$27, $32, all of that. Then that nigga wants you to send, you got to send extra money for shipping and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
We're paying for the autograph. That's what we're doing. We're paying for the autograph.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made it sound better.
Right.
Because I had a problem with that.
It's the autograph, you know.
Yeah.
It's that personal touch.
He got a new book
right
out
there.
And everything, y'all. I'm proud of him, though. I'm proud of him. That's what's it called again? Chapter 4 or some shit. What is it called?
I think it's 5.
Somebody help me out. All I hear is laughter and silence from the other person. What's the name of the goddamn book? What's the name of the goddamn man book? Ask him in the chat room. Y'all embarrassed them. Y'all just embarrassed them. That shows how much interested you guys were in Van's new latest book. Chapter 4. I don't remember
anymore.
I'm not going to remember.
You can fuss at him personally. Here you go.
Baby, it's called the erotic thing. Okay.
Excuse me, poetic. Excuse me.
It's too late on VIP.
Hey.
Charlie, what's the name of your book, man?
It's Gets Vance Schmedo's new book, y'all. It's called The Ebony Collection, Volume 4, The Erotic Pen. Yeah, y'all better get that shit.
Yeah.
Baby.
It's on Amazon.
Check
it out on Amazon.
Y'all sound too much alike, damn it. Stop that. Shit. You sound too much alike.
That was me.
Who the hell talking?
That was me.
Shit. Oh, my God.
That was me. That was me, Miss Crowley.
Oh, my God. Y'all sound too. Y'all can't play this
like
game.
I don't make that sound when I talk.
I don't make that sound when I talk.
He's going,
Baby.
He's going, That sounded like me a little
God,
bit. Oh, yeah, especially the last thing.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm sorry to be introducing this book. Y'all playing with my emotions now. I thought we were supposed to be introducing.
That was Van. I didn't tell you to bring him in. You know how he gets. Ms. VIP,
right.
How you doing? You ain't said a damn thing.
You better go ahead.
I said the erotic pen, baby.
Thank you.
I did.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Appreciate it. Van Schmedo's.
Van's still talking. Forgot he was here. Hey, bro, what's up? I forgot you was here until I heard you talking again.
What's up, bro? Hey, what's up for real? How you doing, bro?
You know what it is, man. You know what it is. You know, this is a Soul Cafe takeover.
That is what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up your pen. I'm going to play a song. Get that girl back her microphone. Miss Curly.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Poetic. I'm gonna send you back on over there with Kalinda. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. Woo.
You ain't never say that was dope.
How you been for real?
I've been okay, Miss Curly. I've been okay. A little under the weather, but you know, other than that, I feel blessed. I truly feel blessed. You know.
I know that's right.
Thank you
the most.
Recover, baby.
Yeah. So I'm just sitting back. Like I said, I was spending some time with my son while they're driving my mother crazy and protecting them. And I'm having a good night. You know, I was listening when I could to you guys, you know what I'm saying? And the vibe is right over here. You know what I always say? It's a good night for some poetry.
Absolutely.
So I heard a couple pieces that moved my spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I said, let me go away from the party and see if I can add on to that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. So I'll tell you what, you can add that right now. So I'm going to stand
back. You ain't got to stand back. Let me tell you something. The way you say that word, absolutely, when you said it three times, it did something to my corrosion system.
What?
I started to break down someplace in my body. My corrosion system. You remember what I told you, what Trina about did to me? She did something to my polar soap cap.
My polar soap cap.
Oh, that's what it was. Thank you. You got a good memory. My follicles, my something follicles. I remember follicles being one of the words.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that part. You remember a lot of shit. My left something follicles.
Yes.
What was the middle word?
Follicles.
My left hair follicles.
That's what you
damn, I must have been drunk. You sure it wasn't another word in there before hair? I don't think I said hair, though. That made too much sense.
Yes, you did. You said your left hair follicle.
I think I said my left hand follicle.
Oh, left hand follicle?
Because I wouldn't say hair. Yeah, it was left hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I she opens my pores when I hear her spit those pieces.
Okay.
I mean, you two, y'all ladies do too as well, but y'all kind of old and kind of fucking farty, farty like. He's more my type.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Adrian, you be correcting people, spelling and stuff and all. I ain't got time for that in my life. Correcting every word that come out my mouth. Correcting every single period.
Oh, no,
well, I
see
the way you feel it just now.
Oh,
don't you love your dad?
Yes, I do, sweet thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Darling.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, God.
You said sugar. Ooh, that's ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you better stop because I might not have energy to spit my piece if you keep talking to me like that.
Oh no. Well, I'm going to stop
your
then.
Your sexy
then.
Self, girl.
So you go ahead
sweet
and spit your stuff. Piece.
Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. All right, sweet thing.
I'm
you
good.
Just made me forget about, what was that child name again we were talking about? I forgot her name, Miss VIP. I'm going to write a piece about it.
Latrina. Your Trina.
Yeah, that was what it was, Trina.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Okay, look, I bought a piece that I done on another show. Okay,
okay.
And I chose this piece for several reasons. One of them being I don't feel like looking for this shit. The second one is because I'm a little drunk a little bit fucked up. And the other one because it's slightly nasty. You know, when I did it on the other show, they said, oh, you bring in the drip. And I said, well, if I bought the drip, then y'all would say I would bring in the sack. So, you know, y'all pick your poison. But I bought this piece. Y'all heard me done it before. Act like you didn't hear it. Trina, I need you to listen to this. Okay, Trina and whoever's standing by. All right, I'm going to try to do this piece, y'all. I'm kind of toasty. All right.
The mic is yours.
What's the name of this shit? Okay, darling, thank you. I don't even know the name of this. But anyway, say it one more time. Can you say the mic is mine one more time? I like the way you say it.
The mic is yours.
Oh, my. He took me deep inside of her thoughts. She allowed me to massage her inside from inside, where no one had ever gone before. I gave her all of me to think about, to ponder here where all, I don't even know what the hell that, what's that? Okay, we're here, no one needs to wonder. Let's love, let's touch, let's rub till we combust. Let's fall free from gravity into something sweet. Let it sweep us into ecstasy. Let's drip until agony. Deplete me. Whisper in my ear how you got one last beat. Let's go again, meet to meet. Hungry. Let's feed each other. Eat, sip. Suck, I don't give a fuck. Let's cause damage. Fuck the headboard up till the box spring blows up. Roll on the floor, go turtle. Long strokes, real low. Yo, make the room spin and tilt on its axles. Let's love, though. Let's love, yo. Her kiss was like lipstick and sweet fruit marmalade. Succulent. The taste of her nectar. She was in possession of lips that when kissed gave birth to illusions, visuals amplified by closed eyes, where inner heat, longings, and wantings become intensified, and the breaths of two becomes one. But the heart between both becomes multiplied, causing those I want to fuck you sparks to fly. Survivalists rub sticks together to start a fire. We bond. We become a slow grind, releasing soft thighs, moans, and I want you groans. Her body cries. Had me inside her. The anticipation of me easing it in her, sliding in between her, was enough to provoke and stoke the flames of this hunger that I had for her, leading me completely to emotional ecstasy. We both had needs, and right now I'm ready to supply hers. Feel hers, to enter her, love her, make love to her, my bone in her, I'm boning her, all up in her, loving her, slow stroking her, playing her O-bone like a cello while I'm fucking her, animating her skeleton, loving the feeling of her silken skin. I'm not done, no. Now I'm deboning her, tickling her soft tissue, her cranial membrane. I'm coming in her mind's carcass. I think I hit her rib eye. Did I? Her response was a deep sigh. So I hit it just like that one more time. No, I'm not finished. I give her delicious some raw skull. I lick her before I dig her back in her. Toss salad for dinner. And her body spoke. She said, touch me. Touch me and make the heavens sway. Make the stars dance. I want to be in the trance when your lips brush against me. She said, make the earth shake. Make me quake. I want to cipher with wolves and holler at the moon. The way you tongue spoon me. She said, through clenched teeth. She said, slow your touch. She wants me to slowly touch her in places that ache to be slowly touched. She wants me to tease her, lightly touch her. She said, touch me, run your fingers slightly over, let them linger, use your middle finger, make me moan, feed my fever, make my body yearn until my yoni creams to be re-entered. Play with it. Keep touching it. Touch me mentally, lightly feather me. This was my meant to be. He said, I want you to fuck my imagination and make my reality come streams at high velocity. Then whisper. Whisper my name. Her body spoke with slight jerks, spasms. She was having them, convulsions. She was reaching them. She began teaching. She drove a blue hander. Orgasm, she prolonged, speaking in foreign tongue, in rhythm to erotic waves. See, this was foreplay, her favorite song. I held her like some priceless instrument. Her body bent, she well spent, but holding on as the band plays on. He said, climb the length of me. Mount me, Ivy, Everest, Nanga, Parbat, Anaquafauna, Mount Fuji, Broad Peak, Kemet. Invade me with your spike as you climb me, gently as you traverse the many parts of me, he said. I don't want to come yet, not until you reach my summit. Drip your way down the tip of my peak, my many slopes hit ye down me. Roll me your and my into my Juliet. Let me feel it, your seed upon my stomach. Talk shit, I want to hear it, that Shakespeare shit. Quote Macbeth. By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes. She says, she comes. She comes. And the walls of her feminine tightens its grips upon me. And once again, I find myself suffocating willingly as my breath is being taken away. Passion's embrace, as she said. Strangleholds. Strangleholds me with those lips. Stranglehold me with those lips as we both drain ourselves complete of body fluids. Her lips are the inspiration that inspires this poem. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet boot marmalade. Succulent, the taste of her nectar. Sweet, so sweet. We just made love. She took me deep inside of her thoughts. She allowed me to massage her inside from inside where no one had ever gone before. I gave her all of me. All of me. And she, all of her, as we made love. For real.
OMG. I don't know whether to. Oh, no. I'm like, wow. Wow. I just can't. So, how do y'all expect me to sleep after this? Huh?
This is their pure full moon energy. And yeah, for real, you was dripping again tonight.
I was dripping for a special someone right there. I put all my heart into that where I could, you know. There was some drunken parts in there, but I mixed it up with some sincerity.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some drunken parts. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't know it was as long as it was until I started reading down the middle of that shit. I said, damn, this is kind of long. I said, Van going to talk shit. I said, Van going to talk shit about me. Well, I hope you got the point of the piece. I hope you understood the piece or where I was going. Well, what's hot about it, Danielle?
Everything.
Give me a breakdown. I want, you know, well, you're paying attention.
I can't, because I get lost, the drip part. And every time you talk about she, you emphasize on that and you make her sound like she is the only focus in your world.
I'm glad you get that.
You do. You know, you give her this energy and this picture to us that her beauty is unmatched and her energy that she gives to you, her touch, everything is just your world. It's beautiful, but you got nasty. You know,
okay. That was nasty. I've been trying to write nasty without it being perverse, you know. I be trying
it's
my best.
It's gotta be a little perverse. It's gotta be a little.
I feel
perverse.
Corny, but yeah, I feel corny when I'm over there with those drippers. Those be dripping. They be all dripping right. And shit. They be dripping some real nasty stuff. They perverts. I think they worship the devil. I do. They walk around with pronouns, carrying pronouns and antonyms and stuff like that. Adverbs and shit. No. I'm just me. Big D. They call me Big D. If you ask me my pronoun, that's what it be. Big D. I'm ready to do another piece. Let's go.
You ready to do another piece?
I ain't got one picked out, but I'm ready to do one, though. Cause you know, Trina's on my mind. I got Trina on my mind. Ms. V was here for a minute, but I don't know what happened. What happened, Ms. V? What's your name again, Ms. V? What's your name?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Ooh, listen to her talk the way she's talking to me.
I'm trying to drink some water.
You trying to drink some water? Ms. V, talk to me some more. What's wrong with you? Why you stop talking to me?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, she is sexy tonight. Ooh. She must have sat her jewelry out to get recharged. Yeah, you sound different tonight, girl. Long ago. And so far away. You make me want to sing to you, girl. Talk to me some more, a little bit more.
Go, boy.
I fell in love with you, Ms. VIP. Before the second show. Miss VIP and your guitar. It sounds so sweet and clear. But you're not really here. It's just the radio.
Tiffany,
don't you remember, Miss VIP? Don't you remember?
I do remember, baby. Did I tell you I love you, baby? Yeah.
Oh, I love you back. Ooh, let's do a duet. I still want to come in.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Ms. VIP, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Can I ask you something?
Sure,
you
go
ahead. Do
you ever
think of that with somebody special and the phone rings and it's them?
Mm-hmm.
You ever experience
that? Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you call that?
As a matter of fact.
What do you call that? What do you call that? What do you call that?
Well, right now I'm calling it love.
I know what you're calling because you called me in my head and I answered.
Oh. Yeah, that's nice.
Yes. We give this. Let me give you this, Ms. VIP. You ever think of that special someone in the phone rings and it's done? Wow. Ms. VIP got me all up in her mind. I'm all up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Ms. VIP's garden, well manicured. Ms. VIP, have you ever walked on fantasy? Yours are touching. Got me tippy toeing, guiding me. I'm guided, Miss VIP. Your love's like guiding me. Scene after scene leading me, sensual visuals. Lavender scents linger, kaleidoscoping in vivid monotones, in tune and in peace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her. Miss VIP, inside of her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she, Miss VIP, she wants me to hurry up. I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her intimacy, meditating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Tea, her temperature warms me. The flames of her wanting flickering provocatively at this manhood, me, finds myself slowly stiffening. She left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them in this VIP. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forest and the loins of my trees, the veins that splinter, the veins that branch and its minty splinters. You see, wood is what Miss VIP needs. She's a bonfire that must be fed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers, smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls joined in. Miss VIP, she leads me. I follow the scent of nature, her marshmallows roasting. She leads me. My limbs, she controls them. So I follow her signal when the feel of soft winds blow. I'm in her, Miss VIP. I'm in her, walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer, Miss VIP. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. See, we're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel everything that she's thinking, every thought I'm feeling she's having, and they're rushing now on purpose, dreaming her white waters rapidly flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the white waters of her love's lake have risen. She's coming. She's coming with me inside of her. Thoughts surfing my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me and mine feeds hers. You ever think about somebody's real special and then the phone rings? It is walking through my mind's garden. Her, Miss VIP, her feet well manicured in my thoughts, beneath my feet. Miss VIP, your thoughts feed me, for real, as I walk through your mind's garden.
Ooh.
Damn.
Okay. I'm like,
and
oh,
that's that piece.
And that's that piece. Oh,
yeah.
My. I think I'm
for real, for real, the poet went in tonight.
all in.
Baby. Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah. Stop talking to me like that. Don't do it to me. The way you talk to me, I don't want to have to pull another one out because I'm not going to do that because I'm tired now.
That
hey,
was,
Trina,
that was
you
awesome.
Know what's up, though. You know what it really is, Trina. You know what to do. But you know what the VIP is? That dang, she got the Ooka Booka. Yes, she do. She got the Hutsy Putsy. She got all that good stuff. Yes, you do, darling. Sweet darling. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
wow.
Lord, mercy. So boring. Yes, all night long.
Oh, I can't wait to
yes,
play
Lord.
This
Donna Nabosa. Ooh. Yes. Happy dead. A yellow bow tie. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Wow.
Miss Pearly, take a deep breath, please. Don't come in.
I am. I'm taking a deep breath.
Yes. You know what? That got me all excited. This VIP did. I had to put a little bit of extra in that piece. I know y'all heard it a million times, but I don't think y'all heard it like that.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right.
I don't ever recall hearing it like that.
I tried to put a little deep voice cadence in there. You know, I didn't know what women felt. I don't know what kind of love voice that y'all wanted to hear, so I tried different ones in there. I don't know. I was thinking to myself, for certain parts, I sound more violent, like a stalker or some shit. I have to try to mellow out.
Okay.
I don't want to scare y'all with my love.
Okay.
Trina, was you scared? Trina, was you scared? Trina. Trina, was you scared? Trina, was you scared? Yeah, well, you got me. My window, baby. I didn't mean for you to be scared. Un poquito. What that mean? I forgot. I speak Spanish, but I think. Oh, a little bit. She was scared a little bit. You could have said that in English. I don't know what's happening right now. I really don't. Who we got next up on the mic? Is this my show or what? What day is it?
We got Lady A waiting in the queue.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus. Oh, is she waiting? Why are you holding her up like that?
It's you, darling. This is your show. You know?
This is whose show?
This is your baby.
This is your show.
This is my thing. Y'all trying to trick me. This is not Monday. What day is it? Let me look on my phone.
Epiphany.
It's Wednesday.
Epiphany.
This
is
the love is sexual show.
Show.
The love sexual love. Show. I saw it on my phone. It's Wednesday. This is the sex, love, erotic, whatever you call it.
Oh, my
goodness. Mm-hmm. But y'all got a lot of class, though. Any show with Miss VIP on it got a lot of class in it. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, y'all better bring that Lady A in here. I don't know what y'all doing in here tonight. All three of y'all going to be fired.
Oh, my. Well,
all three of
us?
Yeah, all three of you.
I ain't doing
y'all brought Trina into this. Y'all didn't bring Trina in this.
I know, we didn't do anything.
Every diva. Fire all the divas of Epiphany for one day.
Oh, my.
Just
there
one day, because we need y'all back.
Fest.
Yeah, we're going to need y'all back.
Yeah, a couple days, right?
Okay, what the hell? What the hell? Y'all still talking to me and stuff when y'all got the Lady A waiting on?
Stop.
You know she's from Canada. You know the woman from Canada.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Wait a minute. I think
we're going to send you
you're
over
welcome,
there to the VIP.
Donia, don't you hear Miss VIP talking to me? Don't you hear the woman saying something to me? Miss VIP, what you said?
I said, thank you, darling. I appreciate you.
Oh, my. Yes, you did. I appreciate you, too, sweet lollipop. I will lick you all over. But for now.
Okay, baby. Take your socks off, baby.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, ladies. To baby.
Oh, he's so silly.
Let's get Larry A up in here.
Yes, I can. Yes, let's laugh.
Well, you guys are really bad tonight.
He is good
tonight.
I wrote a note, and when he read his first poem, I wrote a note in the event page. I was asking when he was coming over, but then he said he was in love with Trina or somebody, and then it turns out to be I haven't got a hope.
Yeah, he is on one tonight, honey.
That was hilarious.
He might not even remember tomorrow what he did tonight. Lord have mercy. How you doing tonight, Lady A? Welcome to the Erotic Love
Show.
I'm doing good.
Thanks. And you guys are doing well, I hear, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get through this.
Go ahead.
No, I said we're trying to get through this.
Yeah.
These men brought this full moon energy up in here tonight, and it was really, you know, but it's all good. It's all good, you know. But
I'm going to try to bring a little bit of the Christmas spirit into tonight's program.
I can't even think about Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
I have 7 gifts already wrapped, and I started I have to stop because I wait till after Remembrance Day before I decorate. So that's still a couple of days away, one day away.
Well,
so I brought
I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Well, I just was going to tell you what my poem is called Christmas Under the Tree.
Mm. All right. Well, the mic is
yours. No, it's not as long as for Real the Poets. I can't compare my poem in lengthways anyways to his, but it packs a punch, I think.
All right.
So, Christmas Under the Tree. Red lace, peekaboo bra, stockings and black boots. Runway strip seen through crotchless panties, good enough to lick. Red silk sheet beneath the Christmas tree and me laying in wait. And coconut cream spread like a dream decorates Santa's treat. Down the chimney the big guy comes, wooden toy in his hand. Fingers dip into his sweet treat, finding the bell with finesse. Santa watches, his eyes glistening and cheeks turn crimson red. Fire ignites, burns between thighs and groin. Come, let me feast. Coconut devoured to get to the prize. Shiny pink bud does appear. A candy cane with wonderful girth enters her bordella stream. Each thrush she shouts the name of reindeer, playing reindeer games. Merry Christmas to all who have luck. And for Christmas, may they get fucked. And peace. Oh, ho, ho.
Well,
all righty then. Christmas sucks.
Edible panties, eh? All righty then. That'll work. It really
works. Mm-hmm. Okay. Works for me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That was fun.
That was a fun piece. I like that.
That was.
I did too.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lady A. I need a little deviation from all that male influence on, you know.
I'm not good at doing the ones like you guys do it at all.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I love
that. No, that's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. That was erotic.
Yeah.
That was good.
Hey,
I like that a lot.
That was hot.
Yeah, Christmas sex is good,
too. I think I might have to wrap myself under the tree this year or something.
That would be fun.
Hey.
That would be a lot of
fun. It will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lady A, for being patient and coming in here and bringing us that piece was kind of fun. That was a fun erotic.
I love it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Absolutely.
All right, love. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with everybody else. Thank you for coming through. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off.
Amen.
Baby, baby. One love, one mind.
one love, one mind.
Thank you.
Oh, Diva. Diva, you're Diva. Welcome. Wow.
Yes. Wow. What a show. What a show. Man.
This was awesome.
No.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah.
It was. You got any closing words for us tonight?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, especially the gentlemen, whoa, y'all brought it tonight. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all left me feeling a certain type of way as well as my diva. And we appreciate that. So y'all brought it. But anyway, to those who have listened in online, we appreciate you. So please tune in again next week, and it's going to be even more fun or more hotter, either which way you like it. So y'all take care of yourselves. God bless. Diva.
Yes, absolutely. What she said. Y'all, excuse me. I feel like I'm coming down with something, but I want to thank everybody that called in tonight, gave those amazing pieces. I'm going to tell you something. My divas, y'all rocked it, but you gentlemen, I got to give it to you tonight. You really, really brought that energy that was amazing. I felt, I ain't going to tell you how I felt, but I felt it. And it was absolutely delicious.
Absolutely.
And I want y'all to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself. If you haven't, do it, because you're going to have that relationship with yourself for the rest of your life. And continue to love and respect one another, you know. And with that, everybody, I'm going to take y'all out with this and say peace.
It's your motherfucking moment.
your motherfucking moment.